Hey everyone, welcome back to English Unleashed. I'm Tom, and in this episode, we are going to talk about a topic that many learners find difficult. Grammar. Maybe grammar feels confusing to you. Maybe you've studied grammar rules, but still cannot use them when speaking. Maybe you've asked yourself, why do I forget grammar when I try to talk? Well, you're not alone. Today, I will help you see grammar in a new way. A way that feels simple, natural, and stress-free. I will teach you techniques and strategies for learning grammar in a natural way. In this podcast, I speak slowly, clearly, and use simple, natural English so you can understand more, feel relaxed, and enjoy learning English. English Unleashed has now reached learners on every continent in more than 100 countries, from India, Morocco and Vietnam, to Poland, Australia, Sudan, Brazil, and so many more. Wherever you are listening from, you are part of this learning family, and I am so happy you're here with me. Let's begin with a clear question. What is grammar? Grammar is the system of a language. It is the set of rules that tells us how to use words. It helps us put words in the correct order. When you speak English, grammar tells you which words to use and how to use them. But grammar is not only about rules. It is also about patterns. A pattern is something that repeats. When we hear English again and again, we notice these patterns. We see these patterns. We pay attention to these patterns. Over time, we start to feel what sounds right, even if we don't know the rule. The more you hear English, the more these patterns become clear. Okay, let's be honest. Many English learners feel that grammar is hard. And that's okay. You're not the only one. Many learners all around the world feel the same way. Grammar can feel confusing. It can feel stressful. And sometimes, it can even feel impossible. But here is the truth, my friends. It's not your fault. The way many people learn grammar makes it harder than it needs to be. Most learners are told to study grammar rules, to read textbooks, to take notes, to memorize, to do worksheets, to learn the names of tenses, to remember many little things. So you try. You try really hard. You make lists. You underline things. You highlight examples. You go back and read again. But then, when it's time to speak English, you can't use the grammar you studied. You stop. You feel nervous. You forget what you studied. You're not sure which word is correct. You want to say something, but grammar gets in the way. Your brain is full. but your mouth is quiet. This can feel very frustrating. So, why does this happen? It happens because most grammar learning is too fast and too much. You get too many rules at the same time. Rules with exceptions. Rules that don't always make sense. And you are expected to remember it all. But language is not just about memory. It's about feeling. It's about flow. It's about doing, not just knowing. Grammar is often taught as information, but it's actually a skill. Let me explain. Grammar is like learning to drive a car. You can read about how the engine works. You can watch a video about how to turn the wheel. You can study the traffic signs, but none of that means you can drive the car. To drive, you must sit in the car and practice again and again. It's the same with grammar. You can read the rule. You can understand it in your head. But when it's time to use it in a real sense, you pause. You doubt yourself. You feel unsure. Why? Because your brain knows the rule, but your mouth hasn't practiced it. Your ears haven't heard it enough. Your body doesn't feel comfortable using it yet. So, when you want to speak, your brain is too busy thinking, wait, is this present perfect? Is it has or have? What's the third form? And that moment of thinking stops the flow. It takes away your confidence. That is why grammar feels hard, because most people try to learn it with their brain only. But real learning happens when your brain, your ears, your voice, and your feelings all work together. That, my friend, takes time. That takes practice. That takes patience. And that's okay. Here is something important to remember. You don't need to know all the rules. You don't need to speak perfectly. You don't need to go fast. You need to go slowly. You need to go step by step. You need to learn in a way that feels calm and clear. Because grammar is not a race, it's a journey. And the more you slow down, the more you notice. The more you practice, the more confident you will become. Okay. Now that we understand why grammar feels hard, let's talk about how to make it easier. To make grammar easier, you need to learn it slowly. Not fast, not all at once, just slowly. But many learners do the opposite. They try to do too much, too quickly. One day, they learn the present tense. The next day, the past perfect. Then, the future continuous. Then, conditionals. It becomes too much. They feel like they are climbing a mountain. But the mountain never ends. the more they learn, the more tired they feel. And soon they feel lost. This is not the best way, my friends. So, what should you do instead? Here is a better way. Take small steps. Focus on one thing at a time. Let's imagine that grammar is like building a house. You cannot build a house in one day. You cannot build all the walls, all the windows, doors, and roof at the same time. First, you need to prepare the ground. Then, you lay the bricks one by one. Then, you build the walls. Then, the roof. And finally, you decorate the house. Each part takes time. Each part needs care. If you try to do everything in one day, the house will fall, and your energy will fall too. The same is true with grammar. Start small. Choose one small grammar point. Just one. Maybe how to use there is and there are. How to make simple questions. How to say something in the past. Pick that one point. Stay with it. Breathe with it. Play with it. Live with it for a few days. During this time, do three things. First, notice it. Listen to podcasts, English Unleashed in particular. Watch a video. Read something simple. And try to notice that grammar point in real English. Second, practice it. Write short sentences with it. Say the sentences out loud. Even talk to yourself. It's totally okay. Make the grammar part of your own voice. Third, repeat it. The more you repeat, the more it becomes natural. The more you use it, the less you need to think. Don't worry if you make mistakes. Mistakes are part of the process. What matters is not speed, but connection. You want your brain to connect the grammar to meaning, to life, to real conversation. That can only happen when you go slowly. When you learn slowly, you learn deeply. You don't just know the grammar, you begin to use it without stress, without overthinking. Also, when you slow down, you feel less pressure. You don't feel behind. You don't feel like you're failing. You feel relaxed. You feel calm. You feel like you are moving forward in your own time. And something beautiful happens. The grammar begins to stay in your memory. You don't need to look at your notes anymore. You don't need to ask, what was the rule? You simply speak. And the grammar is there, not because you memorized it, but because you lived with it. You listened, you spoke, you repeat it, slowly, naturally. So, remember, you don't need to study all grammar at once. You don't need to go fast. You don't need to feel perfect. You only need to take one small step at a time. One day, one small point. Slow learning is smart learning. It's strong, it lasts longer, and it feels better. Slow learning also brings joy because you start noticing, you start seeing, and you begin to feel like a real English speaker, not just a student trying to pass a test. Okay, now let's talk about something very important. How to learn grammar naturally, without stress, without pressure, without fear. So, what does naturally mean? It means learning grammar in the way we learn language in real life. Not only from books, not only from rules. It means learning grammar by hearing it, feeling it, and using it. Let's stop for a moment and think about this question. How do babies learn a language? They don't study grammar. They don't take lessons. They don't read about verb tenses. They just listen a lot. They listen to voices, to stories, to songs, to simple sentences repeated again and again. And slowly, their brain begins to notice the patterns. They start to understand what things mean. They try to speak. They make mistakes. They repeat. And after some time, they speak with grammar. Not because they studied it, but because they felt it. That's the power of natural learning. Now, of course, as adults, we learn differently. We can use books. We can read about grammar. We can ask questions. And that is helpful. It really is. But we can still learn grammar in a natural, human way. You learn best when grammar is part of real language. Language that has meaning, feeling, and life. Just like this podcast. Let's take an example. When you hear someone say, "I've just finished my work," you're not just learning grammar. You're learning how grammar is used to express something real. To say something real. You hear the tense. You hear the structure. But more importantly, you feel the meaning. That is natural learning. You're not just memorizing rules. You are connecting grammar with real situations. You start to notice grammar. You start to see grammar, even if no one explains it to you. So, here are a few small, powerful steps you can take. First, listen every day, even just 10 minutes. Podcasts, YouTube, stories, anything with clear, real English. Don't worry if you don't understand everything. Your brain is listening. It's collecting the grammar. Second, notice what you hear. Do you hear the same sentence again and again? For example, in this podcast, I repeat some sentences. I repeat certain phrases. Do you hear them? That's grammar in action. Start to notice it. That's the first step to using it. Third, repeat short sentences. Speak them out loud. Even talk to yourself. Fourth, connect grammar to real life. Don't just read about rules. Grammar is not about being perfect. It's about expressing real ideas, expressing real feelings. Fifth, don't worry about mistakes. When you learn naturally, mistakes are normal. They are part of learning. Mistakes show you are trying. Each mistake is a small step forward. Okay, now let's talk about something many learners struggle with. Confidence. You may know some grammar. You may have studied it. You may even understand it well. But when it's time to speak, you feel nervous. You hesitate. You ask yourself, is this correct? Am I making a mistake? What if I say it wrong? And sometimes you stay silent. Not because you don't know English, no, but because you don't feel confident. This is very common. It happens to many people. And if it has happened to you, I want you to know you are not alone. But here is the truth. You don't need to be perfect to be confident. You just need to keep going. Real confidence does not come from perfection. It comes from accepting imperfection. It comes from trying again and again. So, let me share a few simple ideas that can help. First, speak anyway. Don't wait until you feel ready. Because the truth is, you might never feel 100% ready. Just speak. Say your sentence. Use the grammar you know, even if it's simple. Second, celebrate small wins. Did you say a sentence in the past tense? Great! Did you ask a question correctly? That's progress. Don't wait for big achievements. Small steps are real growth. Third, make mistakes proudly. Yes, proudly. Mistakes mean you are trying. Mistakes mean you are learning. Number four, focus on communication, not being perfect. Grammar is important, yes, but communication is more important. If people understand you, you are doing well. The goal of language is connection, not perfection. Here is the next tip. Use grammar that feels natural. Don't try to use big, complex grammar just to sound advanced. Use grammar that feels comfortable. Grammar you understand. Grammar you can use easily. That's what builds real fluency and real confidence. Okay, and that brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. This is English Unleashed, and I'm Tom. Keep learning, keep speaking, and keep believing in yourself. Bye for now.